Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now the devil, is the proudest being there is. And the reason he became the devil and the deceiver and the destroyer is he took what God gave him in God. God didn't create him a devil. He created him the anointed cherub that covers. He was a beautiful, amazing being that had a place with God. Until the scripture said iniquity was found in him. And he created the devil, fathered lying and deception. God didn't create that. And he decided, I'm so beautiful, I'm so amazing, I'm so smart, I'm so powerful, I should have more. He already had a place with God. What kind of amazing place? We don't know, but it had to be amazing. And yet he decides, I should have more. In fact, I want more than that. In fact, I should have it all. Why can't I have it all? I will be like the Most High. I will ascend above the sides of the throne. I'll set my throne on high. He tried to use faith principles of believing and saying to rebel against God. And then God said, it's a war of words, literally. God said, you'll be brought down to hell. And when God's words hit his words, he's been cast out. And his future is marked out in Revelation. Soon and very soon. I like to tell it because I know it upsets the devil. So have you read this? Soon and very soon, one big angel is going to come down and grab him and put him in chains and throw him in the pit and shut the door. And there's nothing he can do about it. Now, he's not all he has cracked himself up to be if one angel can do this to him. One. Are you glad you're on the right side? But he, being the God of this world now, is continually bringing thoughts and feelings of entitlement. You should have this. This phrase, watch out for it. You deserve. You deserve. They owe it to you. Got one word for that. Lies. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I saw this some years ago, and I don't like that phrase, and I don't like people to use it concerning me. I don't always try to correct people when they say it. It's not always the time or the place, but you'll have something good happen in your life. People say, oh, Brother Keith, you deserve it. Immediately I think, no, I don't. Well, yeah, but you did this. You know, I don't deserve it. Not trying to be humble. I'm trying to stay in reality.
Amen.
Why? Because the scripture says, do you have anything that you didn't receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as though you had not received it? Well, I worked hard for what I got. You're not very smart. What do you mean? Well, I am. That's how I got where I... You wouldn't have existed unless life had been given to you. Unless strength had been given to your body, you couldn't have got out of the bed.
Right.
Unless brightness to your mind, unless favor and opportunities, you would have never had an opportunity to work or to invest or to start anything or to have anything.
Right.
Don't be a fool.
Right.
There's a God.
Yes.
Life is short. And when things go good and they go well and there's life in it and there's blessing in it, God is being gracious to you. He's giving you things. He's giving you ideas and life and strength and favor and friends and family and opportunity, and you dare not say, I deserve it. It's a gift.
Yes.
It's a gift. You should say,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. I haven't earned it, but I still get to enjoy it. Because God is so gracious and so good. This is such a big deal. You're hearing it more and more in our generation. People think because they're alive that something's owed to them. Because they woke up this morning, you owe them time, money, favor, stuff. Why? Why is anything owed to you? Because of who you are. Who are you? Exactly. Why do you... This man could have said, I'm the centurion in these parts. Right? I'm somebody. He had power and he had money. He didn't mention either one. In fact, this is what we need to understand. Just because you're something in this world doesn't mean you're anything in the church.
Amen.
You can be king of a nation. You can be a multi-billionaire. That doesn't make you anything in God. Doesn't make you anything in the kingdom. You'll see sometimes celebrities or our movie stars or our you know, business owners get saved and come to church, and people put them in the front, put them in charge, and put them on the platform, put them on the board. Shouldn't be. This is what James is talking about being a respecter of persons. Doing something because of their money or because of their place, their power, their authority. In a few days, they'll be gone. You're going to die. You're not taking any of your money with you. And when you stand before the Lord, you can't say, now look here, I'm the king of such and such.
Right.
By then, that nation may not even exist anymore. The truth is, you are nothing and nobody and deserve nothing without God.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Yes.
Now in Him, it's another story. You've been made somebody in Christ, but don't leave off those last two words. Or you didn't go into lying. I can do all things. Are you stopping there? Because if you do, you just lied. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm the righteousness of God. If you stop there, you just lied. It's all and it's only in Him. In Christ. In Him is not the same as in you. In you, nothing, nobody, deserve nothing. That's in you. We need to know the in you truths as well as the in Him truths. If you need healing, for instance, you do not bring up to the Lord how good a church member you are.
Amen.
You do not bring up to Him how you gave to the poor.
No.
You do not bring up to Him how you served on teams. Because
no.
What? You're implying you deserve it. You're implying that because of what you've done, and that's a lie, and you disqualify yourself from grace. Everything from God is by grace.
Amen.
Grace is a free gift.
Yeah.
Grace is unearned, undeserved. So this man, without knowing this just in his head, the Spirit of God helped him to get a hold of this. And his heart was receptive to it. And he sent these men. He said, would you please go ask for me? Which is a lot of humility for a ruling Roman centurion. And he said, would y'all please go ask him? They said, yes, we'd be glad. Me, you built us a synagogue. I'm sure knowing from this, he's not saying you owe me anything. He's just asking a favor. My servant's about dead. And I hear about these amazing healings that are happening in Jesus' ministry. Would you go ask? They said, yes. They went and asked. Jesus said, I'll come right now. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And as he's coming and they're coming, the centurion's watching. And he goes, oh, he's coming. And so he takes one of his servants. He said, because, you know, when he tells his servant, do this, what have he does it. And he said, go tell him. Go tell him, no, you don't have to come. You don't have to come to my house. I didn't count myself to be enough in myself or to be sufficient or to be somebody that you should come to their house. Oh, I've seen this. People coming to church, coming to ministries, demanding of our staff, demanding of me, come do this, come do that, do this or do the other. Like, no respect. Hey, preacher, you gonna do this or not? That shows not just lack of respect, that shows lack of faith. And I'm not the Savior, I'm not the healer, no man or woman is. With no faith, we're getting nothing.
That's right.
No matter what I do or where I go or what you say or do, with no faith, we're getting no results. I've had people tell me, now I want you to do this, and I want you to do that, I want you to do the other. They're not asking, they're telling. People telling my staff, why didn't you get back with me today? Why didn't you do this? Who are you? See, people have gotten the wrong idea. And I had the wrong idea when I first started ministry. I thought the minister is the servant of the people. So anything anybody asks you to do, you should do. And I did it and about killed myself. And I'm spending time with people and I begin to realize it's doing no good at all. They don't respect it. It's wearing me out. And then I'm not ready to do the thing I should be doing. I'm letting the enemy rob from me. Because I'm trying to do everything somebody wants me to do. If they don't respect this, just because they don't have a revelation of it, doesn't mean I need to let them run my life. I need to represent him. Does he hop when you say hop? No. Let me help you with that. No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.